This is the Africa service of Vatican Radio.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
Stay tuned for our bulletin of church news, which will be followed by Panorama, and then our features, Echo of the African Synod and the Millennium Appointment. I am John Baptist Tumusime. The Holy See Press Office issued a brief statement on Monday morning saying Pope Francis spent a peaceful Sunday night and that he was resting. He woke up on Monday morning and resumed his therapies, which included respiratory and motor therapy. The statement followed one which was released on Sunday evening, which said the Pope was in stable condition and had followed via video the opening in the Vatican of the spiritual exercises for the Holy See senior officials on Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, the prefect of the Dicastery for the Laity, Family and Life, Cardinal Kevin Joseph Faro, led the faithful on Monday evening here in the Vatican in praying the rosary for the quick recovery of Pope Francis. The Lenten spiritual exercises for Pope Francis and senior officials of the Holy See continued on Monday in the Vatican, preached by the preacher of the papal household, Father Roberto Pasolini. Monday's theme was the hope of eternal life. In his sermon, Father Pasolini said that Scripture suggests that human beings from the beginning are insensitive and hostile to God's action. The prophets of the Old Testament denounced the people's inability to notice the new things that God did, while Jesus himself, noting the disbelief of his listeners, spoke in parables to highlight the hardness of the human heart closed to the possibility of a full life. The New Testament, Father Pasolini added, notes that we are already dead, but we do not realize it. Death is not only the final event of life, but also a reality that we experience now through a closure within ourselves that prevents us from perceiving life as something eternal that God wants to give us. The first death, Father Pasolini explained, is inner, and it manifests itself in our continuous attempt to cover up weakness with images, roles, and successes, without facing the profound emptiness that inhabits us. God's first reaction is to seek man, asking him, "Where are you?" This indicates that inner death is not the end, but the point from which a path of salvation can begin. Our first death, therefore, is an opportunity to rediscover eternal life as a present reality, not just a future one. Jesus himself, the preacher of the papal household, added, invites us to read the tragedies of life as opportunities for conversion, not as a sign of condemnation. Father Pasolini concluded his sermon, noting that God looks at our interior death not as a defeat, but as the starting point for a new existence. The real obstacle to eternal life is not biological death, but our inability to recognize that we are already absorbed in a reality that goes beyond time, if only we choose to live it with trust and openness to God. Catholic bishops in Zimbabwe have issued a pastoral letter in which they call upon the country's President Emmerson Mnangagwa to step down after his second term in office as mandated by the Constitution. The call comes after the president's ruling ZANU-PF party passed a resolution last year to amend the constitution in order to extend his term by 2 years beyond 2028 when his term expires. The bishops said the debate to extend the president's term in office is plunging the country into deeper economic and political problems. Mr. Mnangagwa has in the past said he does not want to extend his rule beyond the 2 5-year terms, but his supporters continue to publicly campaign for him to hang on to power. The bishops advised the president to focus on improving the economy, reducing poverty, and on fighting corruption, which has eaten deep into the Zimbabwean society, instead of being distracted by the extension of his stay in power. The bishops lamented the widening gap between the rich and the poor, and pointed out that few individuals are benefiting from the wealth of the nation. The Catholic Diocese of Yola in Nigeria has announced that two of its priests, Father Matthew David Dosemi and Father Abraham Sumam, who were abducted 2.5 weeks ago, were rescued on Sunday by state security operatives. The two priests were abducted by gunmen from Gwenda Malam Catholic Parish in Adamawa State. Kidnappings of Catholic priests and religious for ransom is increasingly becoming an issue of concern in Nigeria. Several priests have been killed and several others are still in captivity after their loved ones and superiors failed to get money to pay ransom. The Catholic Charity Aid to the Church in Need has launched its 2025 Lenten campaign, whose title is Matters of Our Time, Witnesses of Hope. The aim of the campaign is to raise awareness about the persecuted church in Africa, where Christians suffer because of their faith. The campaign highlights that despite the persecution they suffer, today's martyrs continue to be examples of consolation, faith, and hope. Reports from Burundi say thousands of civilians fleeing fighting in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo have arrived in the country. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees, the UNHCR, has said the arrivals tell terrible stories. The fighting is between M23 rebels and Congolese government forces and their allies, the Wazalendo militias, and South African and Burundian government soldiers. You are tuned to the English Africa service of Vatican Radio.
African News Panorama.
Nigeria's Economic Crimes Commission said it recovered nearly $500 million United States dollars in proceeds of crime last year and secured more than 4,000 criminal convictions. This is its highest recovery since the inception of the agency more than two decades ago. Africa's biggest energy producer, Nigeria, has struggled for decades with endemic corruption, which many Nigerians say contributes to widespread poverty in the country. In a report on Monday, the Financial Crimes Commission said that some of the recovered money was reinvested in government projects. Police in Kenya fired tear gas to disperse protesters who tried to occupy a church that was recently given a substantial donation by President William Ruto, the gift to the Jesus Winner Ministry in the Roysambu suburb of Nairobi of $155,000 United States dollars, drew criticism from some young Kenyans struggling with the high cost of living. Ruto has defended his donation and has offered a similar gift to another church in Eldoret. Last year, both Kenya's Catholic and Anglican leaders rejected donations, arguing that there was a need to protect the church from being used for political purposes. Officials from the Democratic Republic of Congo's People's Party for Reconstruction and Democracy of former President Joseph Kabila were invited to appear before a military prosecutor on Monday. Jean Mbuyu, a lawyer for the officials and former security advisor to Kabila, said the exact reason for the invitations was not clear. But analysts say that President Felix Tshisekedi, who once formed an awkward power-sharing deal with Kabila, has recently accused him of sponsoring the M23 rebels who have seized East Congo's two biggest cities since January. Kabila has also reached out to opposition politicians and civil society members to discuss the country's political future amid criticism of Tshisekedi's response to M23's military campaign. Meantime, the United States says it is open to exploring critical minerals partnerships with Congo. The State Department said this in a statement to Reuters on Sunday, following a contact made by a Congolese senator to United States officials to pitch a minerals for security deal. The Democratic Republic of Congo is rich in cobalt, lithium, and uranium, among other minerals. It has been fighting Rwanda-backed M23 rebels who have seized stretches of its territory this year. The latest M23 advance is the gravest escalation of a long-running conflict rooted in the spillover into Congo of Rwanda's 1994 genocide and the struggle for control of Congo's vast mineral resources. You are tuned to the Daily Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
The African Synod, the Church Alive in Africa Today.
Hello and welcome to the program. I am Festus Tarawali. The members of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria are in Abuja this week for their first plenary session for 2025. The Nigerian bishops meet as a conference twice a year, usually in the first week of Lent and in August and September. During plenary sessions, they pray, study and deliberate on important issues regarding the evangelizing mission of the Church in Nigeria, as well as the pastoral care of the Catholic faithful and the promotion of human dignity, human rights, justice, reconciliation, peace and development in the wider society. The first session of the bishops and their close collaborators opened at the Catholic Secretariat of Nigeria in Abuja on Saturday under the theme Jubilee of Hope, A Light for a New Nigeria. Delphine Asu reports.
The deplorable state of Nigeria was vividly portrayed in the opening speech of the President of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria, CBCN, Most Reverend Lucius Ugoji, who advocated for an end to the persistent killings in the nation.
Enough of this senseless brutality. Enough of this barbarism. This carnage must stop. While we appreciate the efforts of the security operatives who put their lives on the line to fight these criminals and put an end to their savagery, we wonder why government has not yet deployed high technology to complement the efforts of these security operatives. Unemployment among youths is a ticking time bomb, since frustration and disillusionment makes them easy prey to radicalization, initiation into dangerous cults, and recruitment by different armed and terrorist gangs to cause mayhem in the nation. The Jubilee Year of Hope is a suitable occasion to advocate for such reforms of our federal correctional centers, to uphold the fundamental rights of inmates, treat them with dignity, expedite the dispensation of justice, decongest the existing custodial centers by granting parole to well-behaved minor offenders, rehabilitate the existing facilities, and construct new correctional centers to alleviate overcrowding.
Chairman of the day, Honorable Steve Adeyi, centered his speech on the theme of the meeting, Jubilee of Hope, A Light for a New Nigeria.
Our priests have access to the world, which enables them to provide genuine hope that stands in sharp contrast to the illusions presented by scammers. The final aspect to consider is focusing on the reality of eternal life as a source of hope and transformation for our nation. Our faith offers us courage and strength. It is this hope that we share with the world. It is in this context that we should collectively embrace this Jubilee Year of Hope. We make ourselves pilgrims to discover the other side of the storm, hope. A new Nigeria is what we must continue to work towards. We must be determined to rebuild and restore where freedom reigns and truth prevails, a land where there is hope for us all. We are all we have.
There were remarks from the papal envoy to Nigeria, Most Reverend Michael Francis Crotty, and Archbishop Daniel Oko, the president of the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN.
My mission at its most essential and primordial level as a representative is to make present the Holy Father to you, to make present his solicitude for each of you and for the faithful of your diocese, to strengthen and to foster the bonds of unity and communion that make us, under Pope Francis, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. As you look to the needs of the Church, look to the needs of this nation, and the role that we can play as Christians. Christians are also citizens who are called to bring their values of the gospel into building up the nation and being part of the common good in favor of all, regardless of identity or religion, and bringing about the unity that is so important.
Jubilee of Hope, a light for a better Nigeria, invites us to strengthen our relationship with our Creator, to reflect on our relationship with one another and with the entire creation in the light of God's will. It inspires us to give courageous leadership to efforts geared towards drastically reducing the level of wickedness in the Nigerian society and to rekindle the hope in others for a new nation of abundance and joy.
In Abuja, Nigeria, Delphine Asu reporting.
The opening mass of the plenary session was presided over by the Catholic Archbishop of Abuja, Most Reverend Ignatius Kaigama. In his homily, he challenged all Christians to embrace the Lenten season with the right spiritual and social attitudes.
Nigeria, like ancient Israel, must turn to the Lord, truly turning to the Lord, trusting in his providence and seeking renewal through repentance, through faith, through justice and love. God can spare and progress our nation when, beginning from our leaders to the least citizen, we embark on individual and collective renewal, determined to choose righteousness over corruption, love over hatred, and peace and unity over war and division. We must be the light that dispels the darkness in our land. There is darkness in our land. You and I must be the light to dispel this darkness. This begins with each of us seated here and each of us in this country, from our homes to our churches, from our workplaces to our government institutions and offices. If we desire a new Nigeria, we must commit to truth, justice, and love. We must choose the path of unity over division, of selflessness over greed, of faith over fear. Jubilee of Hope is therefore a call to positive action that builds up rather than destroys. I call on Nigerians to be true to our worship of God. Enough of external religiosity, empty religious symbols, erection of monumental places of worship, competition for religious superiority or supremacy, and doing everything to outdo one another by parading religion instead of living out our religious values. We are good in this country in parading our religion. Let people know we are of this faith, but we are not good in living out the religious values, those virtues of our religion, to love your neighbor, to be patient, to forgive, to help. You know, we are not so good. When you get into a position of authority, it's all about I, me, and myself. You are not thinking of the others. Or at best, you are thinking of who is a member of my religion. I will empower him or her. I will do this for him or her. Who is from my tribe? Who is from my geopolitical zone? Instead of who has the qualifications. Where is merit in all this? As we Christians journey towards Easter, let us use this time to pray fervently for our country, to fast from corruption and hatred, and to give generously to those in need. As the church in Nigeria, we must recommit ourselves to being the light that dispels darkness. We must lead by example in honesty, service, and love. We must call for justice, advocate for the poor, and reject all forms of oppression.
Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Abuja, Nigeria. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of Nigeria is an organ of unity, communion, and solidarity for the over 30 million Catholics spread across the 36 states and the Federal Capital Territory of Nigeria. And that's all for this edition. Till the same time next week, I am Festus Tarawali.
And now, our feature, Millennium Appointment. The Catholic Church began the Lenten season last Wednesday, March 5th, with the smearing of the ashes on the forehead. Lent is a period of 40 days that leads to Easter. That is the day when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ from the dead. The 40-day period symbolizes the 40 days that Jesus spent fasting in the desert before beginning his ministry. It reminds us of Christ's sacrifice and the sacrifice that we are called to make in our own lives. During this period, the Catholic Church encourages us to deepen our relationship with God by fasting, by making sacrifices, by engaging in acts of charity and service, and by praying. By so doing, we demonstrate our commitment to living a life that is more in line with the teaching of Jesus Christ and come closer to God. By fasting, the Church means giving up certain things that we like and focus more fully on our spiritual lives and experience hunger for God. By encouraging us to pray, the Church invites us to set aside time each day for quiet reflection and dialogue with God. We can also join a local prayer group or make a pilgrimage to a holy place or a holy site. By engaging in acts of charity, the Church invites the faithful to perform acts of kindness, especially for those in need. But Lent can also be an opportunity to develop our relationship with the Eucharist, that is, spending more time with the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Father Josh Johnson is a devotee to the Eucharist. He explains,
Lent's a great time to increase our prayer with the Jesus Christ and the Blessed Sacrament. Go to Mass an hour early on Sunday and go spend an hour with Jesus. Or like stay an hour later and just give more time to the Lord. The more time we spend worshiping Jesus Christ, looking at Jesus Christ, adoring Jesus Christ in the adoration chapels, the more we're going to be able to imitate Jesus Christ and go out into our community, go out into our world and spread the good news, serve the poor, feed the hungry, and build up the kingdom of God.
According to Father Josh, a priest can be a good example to inspire the faithful to spend more time with the Lord in adoration if he is committed to the devotion.
It started for me first sharing with my congregation just my relationship with Jesus Christ. I pray every day before the Blessed Sacrament. He's the first person I see in the morning when I wake up. He's the last one I see before I go to bed at night. And I share from my heart as a priest my love for the Lord and the Eucharist. And as the parishioners hear the priest, their pastor, praying, prioritizing Eucharistic adoration, it inspires the congregation to do the same. And so if priests are more available to share their heart and their love for the Lord and the Eucharist, more people in the congregation will also follow him.
One of the common challenges is that the faithful often follow to the letter the recommendations of the Church during Lent. They fast, they give alms, they pray, and may take part in the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. But when the Lenten season is over, some don't continue with these activities until the onset of another Lent. Father Josh explains how the devotions can be longer in the life of the faithful.
Pay attention to the fruits. If we find that we're growing in freedom from our vices, if we find that we're growing in a deeper friendship with Jesus Christ, then the practices that we began in Lent shouldn't stop during Easter. We might need to modify them a little bit. If something's helping us to abide with the Lord, we should keep it. So like a number of years ago, I stopped hitting the snooze button when I'd wake up in the morning. And I realized that really helped me to like wake up and pray. And so I haven't done that in forever. And so once we find there are practices that are helping us to grow in holiness, there's no reason to give them up.
The Catholic Church invites the faithful to be Eucharistic missionaries, that is, people who love the Eucharist and want to share it with others. Father Josh explains what it takes to be a Eucharistic missionary.
If we discern that one person who maybe walked away from the church or has never been in the church at all, adoration is one of the greatest places we can bring them, because it's not the Mass. If you bring somebody who's not catechized to Mass, they might be confused about standing, sitting, kneeling. Why can't I receive communion? Why do you receive communion? But adoration chapels are a place where we can say, let's just go sit together for 30 minutes in silence and read scripture together. And if they continue to spend time in adoration chapels, reading scripture with just you, like one or the two of you go together, Jesus Christ will begin to do work in their hearts. The Eucharist is God, and so Jesus Christ can begin to transform them. One of my friends, she's Baptist, and she loves adoration. She did a Bible study with me years ago, and I brought her to Adoration Chapel. Now she goes every week. She doesn't yet understand the Eucharist, but she doesn't want to miss her holy hour because it's a very peaceful place for her to pray. So I know God is doing so much in her heart, but it's the place where the Lord is evangelizing. So all I have to do is say, like, look, God, you do the work. I'm going to bring people to you, and you evangelize. You catechize, you disciple them, then he'll bring them to the sacraments of the church.
Father Josh Johnson, a priest of the Catholic Diocese of Baton Rouge in the United States, and a Eucharistic missionary. And that was Millennium Appointment for this week. You have been listening to the English Africa Service of Vatican Radio, and I am Johnny Baptist Tomosime. In our next program at the same time tomorrow, you can hear our feature, Justice and Peace. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.